This is episode 2208 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This is a week of happiness. You have been working so hard as last week you went through a series to help you stop procrastinating. The previous weeks, as you started a brand new year, were all about setting goals and becoming clear about what you want. And I think the reason why you're doing all these things, the reason we set New Year's goals or choose a word for the year or whatever you might do, is simply to be happy. So I thought that we would end this month of January with a series to guide you through 10 minutes a day of happiness. And you will be following along as I share with you some principles from a book that I came across. It's called 10 Minutes to Happiness. It's a book written by Dr. Sandy Mann. She is a psychologist, and she has a clinic called the Mind Training Clinic in Manchester in the UK. And in her book, she claims that by spending just 10 minutes completing a happiness journal each day, you will build up a record of your experiences in 6 simple areas. Well, because we go through a 7-day series, I'm going to provide 7 distinct areas for you to pursue on your journey to happiness this week. You have a challenge this week. Your challenge is to keep a journal. Now, I know that some of you already keep a journal, and this will be a very easy thing for you to do. But I also know that many of you don't necessarily enjoy the process of writing down your reflections. In that case, you could do this. I'm going to share with you a happiness reflection question every day this week. And you can simply reflect on that question without writing anything down. I do challenge you, though, to perhaps even send yourself a voice text message every day of your reflection. It'll be fun at the end of the week to go through and take a look at your thoughts as you reflected on each day's happiness question. So each of these questions has been tried and tested among the many clients that Dr. Mann has at her mind training clinic. As you use this journal this week, Dr. Mann claims that you may notice that your mood will benefit and the happier you will be by appreciating the positive aspects of your life rather than dwelling on the negative. I also want to add a little extra credit for those of you who want to go above and beyond your meditation journey this week, and that is to refrain from the news. The news is often very negative because that's what urges people to read more and to come back for more. It's really a mechanism in your brain that becomes addicted to this negative news. So take care and guard your thoughts and take a news break this week as you go through a 10 minutes of happiness series. You can find the full guided meditations, as always, on the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where you get a full 30-minute guided experience, and you get a little more deeper, richer insight there, as well as a journal and a slowdown guide. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 7 days free. So you get a full series free. Now, as you get ready to settle yourself down and begin your first meditation on happiness, I want to suggest to you, after the music stops on this podcast, sit in stillness a little longer than you might usually do. Allow yourself to reflect on each day's question and take it a little more deeply within as you meditate. So as you close your eyes and begin to calm and relax your mind and body, let's hear from one of your fellow meditators. This is a question from Chad. This is a question you may wonder about yourself if you have a pet. Chad says, "Any reason my dog always comes to me when I am meditating? I am usually in a deep zone and I feel a little nose on my fingertips. I love it, but it seems like she knows when I'm in the zone." He then says, "By the way, I'm new to the podcast and love it. Thanks. Going through new epilepsy diagnosis after COVID in July and trying to release stress. You are helping me." Thank you so much for your message, Chad. And as we all meditate today, let's all send our good thoughts to Chad as he goes through his new epilepsy diagnosis after having experienced COVID. And I also want to say that yes, your dog can feel your good vibes as you meditate. Your dog, your cat, your hamster, any pet can feel your good vibes. I read a research study a while ago, and it discussed how even your plants can tell when you are experiencing peace and calm. So meditate with your pets as often as you can. Right now, begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. You may have noticed your breath begin to calm down and become a little slower as you heard about Jeff and his diagnosis. Because when you take your thoughts off yourself and you feel compassion for someone, it's calming. Inhale and exhale through your nose. See if you can hold the pause between the inhale and exhale a little longer with each breath. Now, here is your reflection question on happiness. What gives you pleasure? Think of the things that you enjoy that make your life better. Bring these things to mind. You can reflect on them, what brings you pleasure. And you can also write in your journal, after you meditate, what makes you happy? What brings you pleasure? Reflect on this now, with your spine straight, your eyes closed and gently uplifted. Give yourself 10 minutes of happiness as you reflect on what makes you happy, letting go of your thoughts at some point and simply allowing yourself to be in this state of joy. You are so worth slowing down for.